The three elements of sustainability. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Rumens In. There are three elements that go into sustainability: environmental, societal well-being, and economical. And this Managing for Profit, Dr. Sarah Place, Chief Sustainability Officer with Elanco Animal Health, shares the importance of these three elements and how they impact U.S. beef producers. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
A sick calf, a fence that needs mending, even a fluctuating market. Running a cow-calf operation comes with its own set of obstacles. But when it comes to health and management challenges, Rumens In can help. As the first ionophore approved for mature, reproducing cows, Rumens In reduces feed requirements by 5 to 10% by helping cows utilize forages more efficiently. From calves and replacement heifers to cows, adding Rumens In helps you save time and money by optimizing the productivity of your herd season after season. For nearly half a century, we've helped producers tackle the challenges they face every single day. The same challenges that made you want to get into this business, that drive you to honor what's been passed down to you through generations. And with Rumens In helping you increase productivity throughout the year, that's just one less challenge to overcome. Ask your feed supplier to help you put Rumens In to work for your operation, or visit trustedbygenerations.com.
Sustainability in the beef industry has three elements: environmental, societal well-being, and economical. Dr. Sarah Place, Chief Sustainability Officer with Elanco Animal Health, says when it comes to the environmental element, climate change typically floats to the top of the list.
Ultimately, with the beef cattle industry, there's been a lot of pressure on this topic. But the reality is, of course, it's difficult to measure emissions. You can't see them, you can't taste them, you can't smell them. And so it's hard to manage for them, right, because of that reality.
Place tells Brownfield a lot of cattle producers have been focused on their local environment.
Whether it's focusing on conservation and wildlife habitat of their own lands, of course, another big one is water quality. I think even just thinking about water quality, some of those advancements have taken place in the industry, and one just being compliant with, for example, CAFO regulations and making sure you're preventing discharges, all the work that goes into nutrient management planning is a great example of how stewarding those nutrients can protect the resources we all depend upon, clean air, clean water. On the grazing side, everything from, you know, fencing out streams, for example, right? Having good grazing management, making sure that we're providing great habitat for wildlife at the same time while we're producing food for people.
When it comes to the societal well-being element, she says that's a little bit more fluid.
Everything from being involved in local community events is a key part of that social well-being. And then there are other issues that I would say fall under more of that social sphere. The big one, of course, for the cattle industry, for all of animal agriculture, is animal welfare, right? And focusing on animal well-being, because there is that expectation. It's kind of the table stakes of the industry, right? That animals are going to have as good of life as they can, right, while they're under our care.
The third and final element is economical, and Place says economic viability is paramount.
How do we connect these other aspects of sustainability? People want guarantees on outcomes when it comes to the environment and animal well-being and animal welfare, right? So are there ways to expand and make sure that producers are compensated for those societal benefit outcomes, if you will? Ultimately, not just getting paid for the live cattle they're producing or the red meat yield, but also those other assets that they're generating, whether it's wildlife habitat or carbon reductions, for example.
I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Rumens In.